This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله تعالى وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد. We are nearing the end of the month of Rajab, and soon the month of Sha'ban will embrace us. And the Sahaba of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, they've noticed something special that he used to do, because they used to observe his actions. And they would report, كَانَ يَصُومُ حَتَّى نَقُولُ لَا يُفْطِرُ وَيُفْطِرُ حَتَّى نَقُولُ لَا يَصُومُ. He would, alayhi salatu wasalam, fast and continuously fast until they think or they believe he's not going to break his fast. And not fast consecutively until they believe he's not going to fast. But when it came to the month of Sha'ban, Usama ibn Zayd radiallahu anhuma, he asked him, alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, Ya Rasulullah, لم أرك تصوم شهرا من الشهور ما تصوم من شعبان. He says, I haven't seen you fasting as many days in a month as much as you're fasting in Sha'ban in particular, meaning besides Ramadan. So he, alayhi salatu wasalam, said, قال ذلك شهر يغفل عنه الناس بين رجب ورمضان. This is a month that people overlook between Rajab and Ramadan. وهو, and it is also, وهو شهر ترفع فيه الأعمال إلى الله فأحب أن يرفع عملي وأنا صائم. And it is a month when deeds are taken up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so I would love and I like that would happen, my deeds would be taken up while I'm fasting. So for those two reasons, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam would fast Sha'ban, as it is reported, illa qalila, except for a few days, but he would fast most of it. Sha'ban has many blessings in it. And the ulama have said, the fasting and ibadah in Sha'ban كالتمرين والاستعداد لشهر رمضان. It is like practice and getting ready for the month of Ramadan. So that has that going for it. But in this particular hadith, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam point to something momentous that takes place in Sha'ban, which is the annual ascension of deeds. Yes, deeds are taken up to Allah Azza wa Jal daily. And they're taken to Allah Azza wa Jal every Monday and Thursday. And for that, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam liked also to fast. But when it happens annually, it only happens in Sha'ban. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam would fast. And that is a type of ibadah that is most continuous. Because you only can read the Qur'an so much, you can only do dhikr so much, you can only do salah so much. But when you fast, that type of fasting includes or consumes fajr to maghrib, in addition to other ibadahs that it motivates. So it is likely then that when that actions are being taken to Allah Azza wa Jal, to be reviewed, to be accepted or rejected, to be forgiven or punished, it's likely that Allah Azza wa Jal would find the person who is fasting in ibadah. And that is more likely for the deeds to be accepted, more likely for the person to be forgiven. So he, alayhi salatu wasalam, wanted to be ready for that annual review. And you know that people in January, they have these resolutions. The next year is going to be different because I'm going to exercise and eat right and do this and do that. And by mid-January or its end, most of these resolutions have evaporated. We all need and feel the need for change. We feel it. But we don't have the mechanism. As human beings, it's very difficult for us. Except that Allah Azza wa Jalla for Muslims, He had given you that mechanism by telling you first that your deeds will be reviewed in Sha'ban, and He gives you Ramadan as the beginning of that new year. When you want to embrace, when you want to come to the new year, when you want to feel that change, what is the thing that is going to carry you and instill a new habit and eradicate a bad habit? You write the Ramadan, and Ramadan allows it. And Sha'ban before it allows you to think about all the things that you've done in the past year. Because it's going to be reviewed. And if they're going to be reviewed up there, they also should be reviewed down here. So from this Sha'ban to the last Sha'ban, how was it? Because Allah Azza wa Jalla is going to look at it. How was it? Was it good or was it bad? Did we excel? Did we follow what Allah loves? Or did we stray? And if we strayed, did we repent? And are we willing, if we repent, to change our course and be new people? That is the review that is needed from us in Sha'ban. So Allah Azza wa Jalla is going to look at your deeds. And we should look at our lives and our deeds as well. And you consider, if you like what you see and you want to do more of it, then Sha'ban and Ramadan are the months to embrace that. And remember when we said about Rajab, that the month of Sha'ban is the month of watering your seeds. That is your plan for the next year. That is your plan for the next better you, by the will of Allah Azza wa Jalla and His help. So what is it that you've done? What is it that I've done? What can I fix and what can I improve and how can I be better? The month of Sha'ban is the month to think about that and start changing and start embracing and accepting Allah Azza wa Jalla into our lives. So that is the first virtue in the month of Sha'ban. And that tells us that one thing that we should start doing or thinking about is fast a little bit more. If we don't have habit of fasting in Sha'ban, if we don't fast most of it, then parts of it. At least let's say Mondays and Thursdays, or Mondays alone, or Thursdays alone, the 13th and 14th and 15th of Sha'ban should be on your radar, should be something that you plan to do, because you start now to adjust for Ramadan. And that is one additional benefit of Sha'ban. You see, if there is anything important that you need to do, usually transition to it. If there is an important interview, what do you do before you go to that interview? You consider what you're going to eat before. You consider what you're going to wear. You consider your transportation, and you think about what you will say. That readiness allows you to maximize the benefit of that opportunity. But if you jump into it, you're likely to miss it. Without preparation, you just jump into an interview or any momentous, important thing you want to do, you're likely to miss that opportunity. So Allah Azza wa Jal had given us, before the salah and after the salah, a vehicle for us to get ready for it and compensate for deficiencies in it. So before the salah, we have sunnahs, right? If you ask yourself, what is the purpose of the sunnah in addition of be it an additional worship to Allah Azza wa Jal? You transition from a dunya, thinking about the cooking, the money, this and that. You don't immediately jump into the fariḍah, the obligation. But you do the sunnah first. And physically and psychologically, you transition. So when the fariḍa, the obligation, begins, you're at your best. And when it's done, you either have a sunnah after, or if not, you have a dhikr after, to compensate for whatever was missed. In Ramadan, you have Sha'ban before, and the 6 days of Shawwal after. A sunnah before and a sunnah after. To make up, to get you ready, to transition you into Ramadan. So if you want to be ready for the fasting of Ramadan, let not the fasting of Ramadan begin on the first day of Ramadan. Of course, the fasting of Ramadan per se is on the first day. But don't let fasting happen only on the first day of Ramadan, because then you will need to transition. So the transition of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and the transition of the Sahaba, transition of the pious, takes place in Sha'ban. So consider fasting. Consider now, if even you began to read the Quran in Rajab, then may Allah bless you and increase you. If not, it's not too late, Sha'ban. If you began in Rajab, double what you have done in Sha'ban, so that you could triple that bi-idhnillah in Ramadan. But you establish a habit. And the predecessors, the pious predecessors, the Salafi, they used to call Sha'ban Shahrul Qurra, the month of the reciters, the month of the readers of the Quran. Because when it comes, they open the mushaf, which really never closes, but it signifies attention. Increased attention to the Quran. So they start reading more and more of it. So let not the first night or day of Ramadan be the first day and night when you start reading the Quran. No, we need the Quran before Ramadan comes. So when it comes, I already have a habit, have a goal, have a connection to Allah Azza wa Jal. And in Sha'ban, increase the rest of ibadah, and fasting, by the way, helps you. Because you have to wake up before Fajr for Suhoor, so you're up then. So maybe you can pray then, maybe you can do some dua then. It allows you to stay away from haram because you are fasting. So repentance is easier then. It allows you to be closer to Allah Azza wa Jal because you're not so consumed by the world and about what you eat. So it's easier to remember Allah Azza wa Jal. You're lighter, your spirit is lighter. So all these acts of righteousness that Allah Azza wa Jal loves are easier, and all lacks of wickedness and sin are harder because of fasting. So increase remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and increase your dua, and put a portion, daily portion of your day should be for dua. I'll say 5 minutes a day, not to be missed, just for dua. Ask Allah Azza wa Jal. That's in addition to what you do in your sujood. That's a given. In addition to what you would do at other times. No, this is a special time for dua. 5 minutes or 10 minutes, whatever you can muster. 5 minutes for dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. But that becomes part of you. And if you plant this and you water this, it will blossom greatly in Ramadan. And you will receive its greatest benefits because you are ready for it. And you have not made Sha'ban a month that people are unaware of. Because yes, what the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said then is still true today. People are unaware of Sha'ban as they were unaware of Sha'ban before. What do we do in Sha'ban except get ready for Ramadan? But then note, how do we get ready for Ramadan? By buying food and planning meals. But do we get ready for Ramadan by planning our ibadah and getting ready for it? Because really Ramadan, and the most important part of Ramadan, is not about the food that we will be eating or the people that we will be seeing, but it's about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His forgiveness. And talking about forgiveness, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam talks about another virtue in the month of Sha'ban. And that is specifically about the 15th, Laylatul Nisfi min Sha'ban. And on the night of the 15th, He said, عليه الصلاة والسلام, يطلع الله إلى خلقه ليلة النصف من شعبان فيغفر لجميع خلقه إلا لمشرك أو مشاحن. He said, عليه الصلاة والسلام, Allah looks over His creation on the night of the 15th of Sha'ban and He forgives all of them except for two. A person who has committed shirk and a person who is in friction with other people. Two people who are exempted, who are denied that forgiveness. One who has committed shirk and he's a mushrik. Which tells you about the importance of tawheed, and it tells you about the importance of having what is between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sound and clean. And the other one has ruined what is between them and people because they stand hating others, boycotting others for worldly unjustified reasons. For worldly reasons. I hate him and he hates me. I hate her and she hates me. We're not talking to each other. So if what is between you and Allah Azza wa Jal is not right and what is between you and people is not right, you are denied that forgiveness. Which tells you that the month of Sha'ban again is a month emphasized for looking at yourself and emptying your heart of what Allah hates. It's not just an ordinary month. You could be forgiven in the month where all the deeds are being taken up to Allah. You could be forgiven. How? There's no special ibadah on that night and day, and we'll talk about that. But what can you do? Yes, this has to do with your heart. You say, but we don't have shirk in Allah Azza wa Jal. I mean, we don't call on other than Allah Azza wa Jal. We're not prostrating to idols. We're not calling on the dead. We're not seeking shelter and protection from them. We say, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, that we're not doing this. But how much do you love Allah Azza wa Jal versus others? Versus the dunya, versus the dollar, versus gold and silver. When it comes to Allah's command and other people, who do you please and who comes first? Because these are types of hidden shirk. When you stand to pray, when you read the Quran, are you doing it for Allah or for somebody else? And if for somebody else, that's a type of hidden shirk. So no one should feel secure and say, no, I'm fine. Part of the dua of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, Ya Allah, forgive me for the shirk that I may not know. Forgive me for the shirk that I'm not aware of. So there is hidden shirk. So the greater your connection to Allah and love for Him, the more that you prefer what He said to what He commanded, to what people say and command, then you are a servant of Allah Azza wa Jal. That is the tawheed that we should have. Allah being first, and Allah loved most, and Allah feared most. That is the tawheed. And then look at your relationship with people, and if you can, you fix it before the 15th. You get ready for it by fixing it. Even if you're not the one who had committed the wrong. Let's fix what is between us. Why? For Allah's sake, because I want to be forgiven. So the month of Sha'ban, Allah wants from you a ibadah that is physical, that allows you to move into Ramadan, an ibadah also that is spiritual, internal, that cleanses you and gets you ready for Ramadan and the rest of the year. So Sha'ban will arrive soon. And Allah Azza wa Jal will gift you that month. And will do that so that you'll be ready for Ramadan. We ask Allah Rabbil Alameen to give us that opportunity and to bless it for us. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا. الحمد لله رب العالمين حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه ملء السماوات وملء الأرض وملء ما شاء من شيء بعد وأصلي وأسلم على رسوله محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أما بعد. As we said, there is no specific special ibadah for the 15th of Sha'ban. even though it could be popular in some circles. But there is no report from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, nor from the companions, that they've committed certain acts and did certain deeds on that night and day. So we're going to fast the 15th because it's the 13th, 14th, 15th days of a month, then go ahead and fast them. But don't just simply fast it because it's on the 15th of Sha'ban. If you're going to pray Qiyam that night, because that's your habit to pray Qiyam, then pray Qiyam that night. But don't do it simply because it's the 15th. And don't be confused by, well, so-and-so said it's okay, so-and-so did it. We have a rule. And that rule is, which we mention all the time at the beginning of the khutbah, خَيْرُ الْحَدِيثِ كِتَابُ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. The best of words are the words of Allah Azza wa Jal. Nothing comes close. And the best of guidance is the guidance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So you ask yourself this very simple question. By the way, Islam is very direct, very easy to understand, uncomplicated. Did Muhammad alayhi salatu wa sallam have special prayer for that night? Did he alayhi salatu wa sallam specify a special fast for that night? And if the answer is no and no, who are we to introduce something new? So you want to look like Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. You want to be on the Day of Judgment closest to Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. He is the Prophet that Allah sent to you, not anybody else. So you follow the guidance of Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. And part of his guidance also, he said, لا تقدموا رمضان بصوم يوم أو يومين. He says, do not precede Ramadan by fasting 1 or 2 days. And by that, he alayhi salatu wasalam did not want people out of caution or out of extra sense, but false sense of piety, to say, I'm going to fast the 30th of Ramadan, or I'm going to fast the 29th of Ramadan. He says, I'm sorry, the 30th of Sha'ban, the 29th of Sha'ban. He says, what are you doing this? He says, I'm cautious, or I'm doing it for Ramadan. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam wanted it to be clear that Sha'ban is different than Ramadan. So if it is your habit to fast because it's a Monday, because it's a Thursday, on the 30th, fast it. On the 29th, fast it. We're going to fast it simply because it's the 29th or 30th of Sha'ban, we say no. Because we want to separate Ramadan from Sha'ban. So on the beginning of Ramadan, Ramadan is protected. You can't add anything to it. And at the end of Ramadan, because of Eid, Ramadan is protected. You can't add anything to it. So Allah Azza wa Jal preserved Ramadan. And we will tell you, inshallah, in a future khutbah, the importance of that. And he also said, alayhi salatu wasalam, إِذَا انْتَصَفَ شَعْبَانُ فَلَا تَصُومُ. When you reach the middle of Sha'ban, onwards, don't fast. And some of the ulama have said, explaining this hadith, he says, if you do not have a habit of fasting before Sha'ban, don't start after. If you don't have a habit of fasting at the beginning of Sha'ban, don't begin that habit after the 15th. So that tells us what? You want to fast? Establish this habit early. Mondays and Thursdays, whatever days you can do, but allow yourself, include yourself in the blessings of Sha'ban. And don't dismiss it. Take whatever you can, even if it's just one single day. But if you accept a hadith and you practice it at least once, you don't know, that could be the thing that Allah Azza wa Jal forgives you for. Because you've listened to something and you said, because of that, even if I'm the weakest person, at least I'll do this once. And that could open other doors of forgiveness, other doors of blessings for you and your families that lie beyond our imagination. So you ask Allah, رب العالمين أرحم الراحمين, to allow us to take advantage of the month of Sha'ban. Ya Allah, give us the strength to fast it. Give us the strength to read Quran in it. Give us the strength to give sadaqah in it. Give us the strength to remember you often in it with tongue and heart, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Give us the strength to call on you and pray, Ya Arham Ar-Rahimeen, in dua, often in the month of Sha'ban. And make the month of Sha'ban for us a month where our good deeds are accepted and our bad deeds are forgiven. Make it, Ya Arham Ar-Rahimeen, a month of forgiveness for all of us. Forgive us, Ya Rabb al-Alameen, for committing shirk. Forgive us, Ya Rabb al-Alameen, for fighting with other people. Allow us, Ya Rabb al-Alameen, to be of the people of Tawheed and the people of sound hearts. Wa ask Ya Rabb al-Alameen to make the month of Sha'ban a month that prepares us for the month of Ramadan. And we ask you to make the month of Ramadan a month of forgiveness, a month of elevation, a month of Jannah and being safe from hellfire. We ask Ya Rabb al-Alameen to include all the Muslims in the dua that we make. We ask Ya Rabb al-Alameen to alleviate the sufferings of all the Muslims throughout the world. Ya Allah, champion their oppressed, Ya Arham al-Rahimeen. Ya Allah, come to their aid. Ya Allah, send soldiers and people to defend them, Ya Arham al-Rahimeen. Ya Allah, take care of their enemies because they are not more powerful than you are. Ya Allah, take care of their enemies and repel their aggression because they are not more powerful than you are. Ya Allah, Rabb al-Alameen, allow us to be of those people who champion the oppressed and stand in their way. Allow us to cleanse ourselves to be worthy of your victory, Ya Arham al-Rahimeen. اللهم اغفر لنا يا أرحم الراحمين ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات اللهم انصر المستضعفين من المسلمين والمسلمات يا رب العالمين اللهم تقبل قتلاهم شهداء عندك اللهم ارعى أيتامهم وارعى أراملهم اللهم واشف مرضاهم يا رب العالمين اللهم انصرهم نصرا مؤزرا وعليك بمن عاداهم اللهم انصرهم نصرا مؤزرا وعليك بمن عاداهم اللهم انصرهم نصرا مؤزرا وعليك بمن عاداهم اللهم أعوذ بك من الشرك والشحناء اللهم نعوذ بك من الشرك والشحناء اللهم أعوذ بك من الشرك والشحناء اللهم جدد الإيمان في قلوبنا اللهم جدد الإيمان في قلوبنا اللهم جدد الإيمان في قلوبنا اللهم قربنا إليك ولا تجعلنا من المبعدين اللهم قربنا إليك ولا تجعلنا من الغافلين اللهم قربنا إليك ولا تجعلنا من العاصين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين أقم الصلاة.